First of all, thank you very much for taking the time for this short
interview. Thank you for inviting us. Then you wanted to talk to me.
No, sure.
Talk to me.
Ruby, I think you must be a happy woman since you started your career. You always worked together with legends in the first years with Alexis Corner, later with Stevie Winwood, with Mick Jagger, and since about 30 years with Jules Holland.
Yes, I guess I am the luckiest person alive in the industry. I feel very blessed for, being invited and to work with so many wonderful, trailblazers of the music industry. And it's a tough old game, but I guess in a way, the ebbs and the flows, and it kind of worked out for me. But yes, really thrilled, yes. Honored to be to work with them, really. Yeah.
What will be your career highlight till now?
Goodness me, all of it.
Okay.
It doesn't stop. It's absolutely fantastic. I'm working with the wonderful Mr. Jules Holland. You can't have better than that. I mean, it's still going. It's still going. For me, that is success. For me, that's success.
I had the same question for Jules about you, and I ask you, what makes it so special for you to work with Jules?
Oh, goodness me. We have a really wonderful rapport. First of all, we both love music. We serve music.
Yeah.
And when you find people that do that, then you have a wonderful synergy. Yeah. It works. It's all about what we do and what we bring to the stage and deliver to the people.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of the day, when we come off, we've done our job, Yeah.
You are a singer, but also an actor and a songwriter. What's your favorite part?
All of it.
All of it.
Lucky old me. one should never put limitations on yourself.
Yeah.
I sing. I love to write songs. I love to tell stories. And I do that in my songs. I started out in theatre.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, as a child, when I was 16 years old,
yeah.
I started in theatre, and from that it grew. But the music and theatre, it's all one. It's all connected. It's interconnected anyway. So I can move from the stage as an actor, or I can stand in front of a microphone as a singer. It's the same telling of a story. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
It's a long time since you made your last solo album, I'm Traveling On. I think it's 2009.
I've made one since then.
You have now...
There's an album that came out 2014 called All That I Am.
Oh, shame on me.
Don't you worry about that, All That I Am. Yeah, I think the gospel album got through.
Okay.
But All That I Am is also... If you check out the website, it's all there.
I was on Wikipedia and allmusic.com, but
it's quite
didn't find it.
Really?
Yeah.
All That I Am?
You have to check it.
You need to go to my website,
returner.com. Okay.
It's all there.
And what are your plans for the next time? You have a project for a new album or not?
Yeah, there's always ideas buzzing, but right now I'm touring with wonderful Jules.
Yeah.
We got a summer tour coming up, then we got a winter tour coming. I have my own band coming out in a couple of weeks to do a couple of shows in Germany. So I'll be coming out with my own unit. Yeah, I'm looking at writing another album. I'm starting to write again.
So you are busy enough.
I'm busy. And here, being in Europe, it's wonderful. It's inspiring.
Okay.
And as I go through, as we are on the road, and I the mountains and the air, and it's just so wonderful to come to Europe. I really love it. Really. At one point, you're coming through, your phone comes in, the EE come through, and then Liechtenstein. I've got a great friend, Andy O'Hare, is in Liechtenstein. I went, I remember Liechtenstein. Yes. I just love it. There's something, I have my faith, and I just feel there's such, when I drive through this country, and I see the mountains, and the awesome power that this universe has, we pale in the insignificance, in my mind.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel when I come here. It's wonderful.
What was your first musical inspiration?
Goodness me, Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday?
Yeah, singing the song Strange Fruit. if there was any time when I was very young, 16, and I cried, the storytelling of that time. Yeah. And I think that's probably where my sense of music comes from. The truth, we go to the truth. We tell of what is going on. You know, that's what we're doing. We tell, we are the mouthpiece of we're the storytellers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think it was Billy, I remember, you know, hearing Billy. And then I heard Mahalia Jackson. Then I heard Sam Cooke.
The great singers, yeah.
Then I heard Ella.
Mm-hmm.
Then I heard Aretha.
Okay.
Then I heard Ray Charles.
And the baby real.
Then I heard Ruby. Bob Marley.
Okay.
Then I heard Ruby. Yeah. No, my music is very eclectic. I'm the Rolling Stones, I'm Van Morrison, I'm Bob Dylan. You know, that's...
And you had the chance to sing with some of this...
At the Motown songbook album that I bought out many years ago, yes, I had the pleasure of singing with the Four Tops, actually.
Yeah?
No, yeah, and they came to the UK, and I remember doing a song with them, because they did a track with Aretha, and Aretha wouldn't fly at the time.
Okay.
She had a fear of flying.
Yeah.
And because they sang on my Motown songbook album, when they came, they contacted my label.
Okay.
I said, we're coming, you know, can Ruby do this song with us? And we were great. I was actually doing a residency a week at Ronnie Scott's. So I had to drive over, do the song with them at the Hammersmith Apollo, and then drive back and go and do my gig. Yeah, you know, you just do those things. My day job.
Yeah, Ronnie Scott's is a nice club for sitting in.
Well, I played there too in January. I play there every year. I did 6 nights.
Yeah, but the seats are so...
Oh, well, you know, I don't know about
you're
that.
You're on
I don't
stage.
Know about,
you
I don't know about that. People too, they have a good time to know just how tight the seats are.
I should have
get another seat.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much for taking
pleasure.
The time for this interview.
Thank you for giving me time.
And we're looking forward to the show.
Sure. That was great.
Thank you.